Well, it looks like the King Kong or T-Rex of bees has made its way into Canada and Washington State. The Asian hornet has been nicknamed the murder hornet and has been grabbing headlines along the way. Darcy Owishi is with the Department of Agriculture's Plant Quarantine Division. His fascination with the murder hornets dates back to his days working at Bishop Museum, where its insect collection includes specimens of these giant hornets.
I like big, beautiful insects. And these guys they're marvels of evolution. When you look at adaptations that hornets have made to go after bees, Asian honeybees have evolved certain behaviors to deal with these hornets that European honeybees don't have. So it's just a marvelous set of interaction, and it's just amazing. I am fascinated by any insect that can go into a social insect's nest and just kick butt.
Well, you love them, but as we're seeing more of these images, they're creeping people out.
It's true.
I mean, it's a different invasive species. I mean, we've been battling the little fire ant that have a nasty sting, and these hornets have an equally nasty bite.
So here's an interesting thing. If we were to look at the toxicity of these Asian giant hornets and compare them to a European honeybee, the standard honeybee that we all know and love here in Hawaii, the European honeybee is actually more toxic.
Interesting.
But what's happening is you've got a couple of key differences. You've got a larger insect which can deliver a much larger dose. So I think it's close to three times the amount of venom can be injected in a single sting. A European honeybee can only sting one time because the stinger actually comes off, where a hornet can sting multiple times. A hornet can actually, because the stinger is longer, can actually inject venom deeper into your tissue. So if it can hit muscle tissue or get into your bloodstream, then the impacts get magnified. These hornets generally are not necessarily going to be aggressive as long as you don't disturb their nest or swat them out of the sky. The real issue really concerns honeybees or European honeybee and the impacts that it will have on, if we get a problem like this here in Hawaii, on our global impact on agriculture. So if we get these Asian giant hornets and their ability to decimate European honeybee hives, which is like favorite prey. I mean, honeybees are basically buffet lines for them, of like all the prime material that you want to eat, and you got to go through all these workers to get to them. So the impacts really are, we'll lose our ability to send bees to all over the world for pollination, which means, you know, we lose a lot of our favorite crops and other byproducts from all of the pollination services that our bees engage in.
This is not just honey production and the honey industry here locally, but we also export queen bees.
We export queen bees, and that export of queen bees goes to the number one agricultural crop in the world, almonds. Beginning in February, our queens are landing in almond country and impacting almond production. That's $1.8 billion farm gate value. And that's just the start of the annual cycle of impacts that Hawaii has on global agriculture.
That's a pretty big one. The concern of them hitchhiking over to Hawaii because of the Christmas tree industry from the Pacific Northwest. Talk about those concerns.
You know, right now, Washington Department of Agriculture is taking a lot of very prudent and wise steps in terms of assessing what their problem is. As we learn more, our level of concern increases the closer it gets to the Christmas tree regrowing region of Washington and Oregon, which is the largest contributor to our holiday experience from the continent. As these hornets, if they've established, and Washington can't confirm establishment yet, if they enter in the zone, then the chances increase that we're likely to get it in here in Hawaii. It's going to be very difficult to take care of, so prevention is going to be our key angle of attack. But, I mean, this is an insect that can travel, you know, over 20 miles. There's varying reports on the distance that it can fly, but it's fully capable of flying between islands.
Wow.
It would be hard to stop once we find it. Once a detection is made, we're going to have to hit the ground running.
That was Darcy Oichi with the State Agriculture's Plant Quarantine Branch. He was talking about the potentially devastating impact that the murder hornets could have on the country's agricultural industry if it gets into the islands. The hornets are known to decapitate a whole hive of honeybees. Hawaii exports queen bees across the country, which is key to fertilizing crops. State inspectors will be monitoring the 2020 Christmas tree shipments for the murder hornets. So while so far none has turned up, but the state has found other invasive hornets hitchhiking in those shipping containers.